So I'm saying 55 years, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
I've enjoyed every moment
you,
of
sweetheart. It. You're a blessing. Amen. I want you to turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 15. And you probably, when you see this verse, you're going to go, what in the world are you going to get out of there? But, well, there's quite a bit in there. We've been talking about God's Word, knowing God's Word, listening God's Word, applying it to our lives. This morning I shared a little bit about we need to learn to recognize God's voice. You know, a lot of voices speak to us. So we need to recognize which one is God's voice. We need to be so familiar with God's voice, when He speaks, we know it's Him. It's like, you know, if your mother called you on the telephone, you wouldn't have to go, who is this? You know, especially if you're, as you get older, you know mama's voice very well. You know, even though she didn't have any control over you, when mama speaks, you know. But we need to know God's voice that way. And this is sort of what I'm going to talk about in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, in verse 15. It says, catch us the little foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. What this has to do with our lives is, when they have the vineyards, the foxes like to go in there and get clusters of grapes. And the big foxes, they can do damage. They go in, they'll jump up and they'll grab a cluster, and they'll go to another one and jump up and grab a cluster. And that does do damage. But the worst damage is done by the little foxes. Because what happens is when they go in, they can't get the clusters. They're up too high. They try to jump and they can't. So you know what they do? They start gnawing at the root. And little by little, they gnaw the root till the whole vine comes. And this is what happens in our lives sometimes. We know the Word of God. We can quote the Word of God. A crisis or something dramatic happens in our life, we automatically go to the Word. And like our sister praying for the other person, she knew to pray and she knew to, you know, pray in tongues and really reach out and minister. But it's the everyday little things that we deal with that we forget God knows they're important too. And often those bring the greatest damage to our lives. Now, it sounds silly, but these bring forth important things. Like, for example, a husband and wife, you know, one squeezes the tube from the bottom and rolls it up and puts the top on it. Another grabs it in the middle and squeezes it, forgets to put the top on it. How many times have people had that problem? Being frustrated, aggravated, and we had that in our family. And one day, I found a solution. It was by accident. There was a new toothpaste that was advertised. Gene wanted me to buy it for him so he could try it. And he tried it and liked it, and I didn't, so I still use the old toothpaste. Guess what? Our problem was solved. I mean, all these years, you know, that had been an irritation, an aggravation, and all I had to do was buy two tubes of toothpaste. Like, you know, what a big solution was that? But that's the way it is in our lives, in our homes. A lot of times it's the little things that cause the biggest irritations and problems. And we forget to apply God's wisdom and word to the little things. So, you know, sort of check your life out. I'm real good about saying check yourself out. Check your life out and say, okay, God, these little problems that are causing irritation, what can I do to solve them? And also, when we're at work, how, you know, you may be witnessing to someone at work, sharing with them here and there when things happen and big things come up, you take the opportunity. But what are they seeing every day? When you're working at your desk, when you're taking your responsibilities at work, and there is an irritation that comes up, or something goes wrong, what do they see? Do they see peace? Do they see someone that, you know, steps back and looks at the situation and takes care of it in a good, peaceful, happy manner? Or does the real you come out that's not perfected yet? And you say things you shouldn't say, or you have attitudes. And you know, maybe you've been sharing with that person, like I said. And every good thing you've done sometimes can be taken, sort of killed in a moment when you lose your temper or you get frustrated or you get aggravated. So that's the little fox coming in, you know, chewing at that witnessing. So the reason I think this is important is God wants us to take every part of our life, even the little everyday what seems, puts them under his will and power, so that when he speaks to us, we can share what he says. Also, we can be a witness just by being kind to people. You know, God has dealt with me about, we miss so much opportunity because we're always in a hurry and we're busy, you know, and you get in line and, you know, you're good. You say thank you to the cashier, you know. But do you ever stop and think about that cashier and say something real encouraging, you know, about have a good day? Are you doing all right? Just take a little time to reach out to them and touch them. But we're busy. And we miss great opportunities because they seem so little and they're not important. And also, like I said, is what we do at work, how do we deal with it? I remember I worked as a cashier one time behind a jewelry counter and at Christmas time especially. And we had a cash register. This is back when they had old cash registers, you know, type things. And it would break right in the middle of the Christmas rush, you know. And we would have to call the guy in to repair it. And we didn't really like this guy because it seemed like once he fixed it, it was worse. We ended up with more problems. So we didn't call him unless it absolutely shut down and fell apart. So I started every day, I put the money in the cash drawer. And I started every day praying over the machine. You know, God bless it, let it not break down, things happen. And one day it did, it broke down. And one of the girls said, I guess Sherry didn't pray this morning. I never knew anybody saw me. I didn't do it big or anything. You know, I'd just quietly do it, and I thought nobody ever heard me. I didn't know anybody knew I was doing that. And you know what? She was right. I had forgot to pray that day. And I shared that with him. I go, you're right. I forgot to pray. See, God keeps it in line when we pray, you know. And that was a great opportunity to witness. So, you know, just things like that. You know what? People notice that. And they notice that when you're under pressure and things go wrong, how you respond to them. That can be your greatest witness, is how you respond to situations at work or in a you know, chaos, in the midst of chaos or anything. And so I just want to encourage you to, again, I'm going to encourage you to let God examine you and see if you need to work on the little things in your life that's not only destroying your witness, but destroying your peace and destroying your time with God. Because one of the biggest things, and I know this is hard to deal with, is traffic. How do you react in rush hour traffic? You know what that shows? It shows we're not at peace with God when we're, you know, saying things about other drivers. You know, mentioning things that, you know, they don't know how to do or things like that. That shows we're not at peace. And we're not, you know, what we should be doing is you have trouble praying tongues, you know, or something, or sing songs or something. Those are things that show that we have little foxes nibbling at our spiritual vines. So I want to encourage you. God is, it's like God's cleaning us up. I mean, most of us have been Christians for quite a while. God's been talking to us. We'll do it for a while, and then, you know, life comes along and we fall back into the trap. He's saying, it's time for my church to get things in order, because what he has for us to do, we got to have our mind on him. We got to have our peace. We got to have calmness, so when he speaks, we not only can do what he does, but it will be a witness to the world out there. Because they hear all these people on TV talking about all this stuff all the time, and if you want to have control of your life, what to do. But they need to see the action of in your life. So they'll go, you know, that's what I want. I want to have that. I'm what makes them different. So you know what? One of these days we're all going to just go, wow, God's done good work in us. We're doing good here. So be encouraged. He is working on us, but we have to have our part of it that we put some effort in and start working on ourselves. So be encouraged. Amen.